You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is High Holidays. The High Holidays are a time of introspection and renewal. The High Holiday period begins on the first day of the Hebrew month of Elul. It was on the first of Elul, after the sin of the golden calf, that Moses ascended Mount Sinai to receive the second stone tablets. Moses returned 40 days later on Yom Kippur. The month of Elul is a period of introspection, clarifying one's goals, seeking forgiveness for those one has wronged, and coming closer to God. During the month of Elul, it is a common practice for individuals to perform cheshbon, a critical and honest look at ourselves with the intention of improving. The Ashkenazi practice of blowing the shofar, which is a ram's horn, each day after morning prayers during the month of Elul, propels individuals to perform cheshbon. It is also a tradition to give money and or food to the poor and hungry during this time. Slichot is the first service of the High Holiday and takes place the Saturday before Rosh Hashanah. Special prayers and requests for forgiveness are recited, which includes the 13 attributes of mercy, taken from Exodus 34, verses 5 to 7. Hashem descended in a cloud and stood with him there, and he called out with the name Hashem. Hashem passed before him and proclaimed, "Hashem, Hashem, God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in kindness and truth, preserver of kindness for thousands of generations, forgiver of iniquity, willful sin, and error, and who cleanses but does not cleanse completely, recalling the iniquity of parents upon children and grandchildren to the third and fourth generations." These prayers and requests for forgiveness are also said throughout the 10 days of Av. This service usually takes place at or near midnight. The morning before Rosh Hashanah, Jews perform Hatarat Nedarim, annulling all vows. This allows Jews to enter the new year with a clean slate. Guilt can be defined as being remorseful and regretting trespasses that one has committed. Guilt is a gift to mankind from God. Guilt permits mankind to live together in harmony. Guilt permits mankind to treat one another as one would want to be treated. As the great sage Hillel said, "What is hateful unto you, don't do unto your neighbor. The rest is commentary. Now go and study." Following this advice is an excellent way to avoid guilt and live peacefully with one's neighbors. Asking forgiveness for one's trespasses is more than simply saying a prayer and asking God for forgiveness. There are 5 steps to asking for forgiveness from one's fellow man. One must realize that he or she has trespassed against another. One must regret what he or she has done. One must ask for forgiveness from the person against whom he or she transgressed. One must make restitution to the person, and one must honestly make attempts to not commit the same trespass in the future. Only after these steps may a Jew ask for forgiveness from God. Guilt is a gift to mankind. Guilt permits one to follow these steps, ask for forgiveness, and correct the trespasses that have been committed. Rosh Hashanah, which literally means the head of the year, is the Jewish New Year. It is a biblical holiday that occurs on the first and second of the Hebrew month of Tishrei, which is September or October in the Gregorian calendar. It marks the beginning of the 10 days of Av. Rosh Hashanah is the day that God created mankind. Rosh Hashanah is a time to begin introspection, looking back at the mistakes of the past year and planning to make changes in the new year. The Tanakh refers to the holiday as Yom HaZikaron, which means the Day of Remembrance, or Yom Teruah, the Day of the Sounding of the Shofar. The holiday was instituted in Leviticus 23, verses 23 to 25. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, on the 1st of the month, there shall be a rest day for you, a remembrance with shofar blasts, a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, and you shall offer a fire offering to Hashem." No work is permitted on Rosh Hashanah. Much of the day is spent in synagogue, where the regular daily prayers are expanded. There is a special prayer book called the Machzor, which is used for the High Holidays. Religious services for the holiday focus on the concept of God's sovereignty. Another popular observance during this holiday is eating apples dipped in honey, a symbol of our wish for a sweet new year. Another popular practice of the holiday is tashlik, which literally means casting off. We walk to a flowing body of water, such as a creek or a river, on the afternoon of the first day and empty our pockets into the river. Generally, this means casting breadcrumbs into the water and symbolically casting off our sins. The common greeting at this time is Lashana Tova, which means for a good year. This is a shortening of Lashana Tova Tikatev Vitei Hatem, which means may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year. Candles lit and blessings are said on the first and second nights in order to help usher in the holy days. Kiddush, which is blessing over the wine, is said, as well as a blessing over round challah bread. Slices of challah and apple slices are dipped in honey, representing sweetness and hope for the new year. The decision for another year of life is handed down on Rosh Hashanah, but the verdict is not sealed until Yom Kippur. Therefore, the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur are a crucial period when most people's judgments hang in the balance. During these 10 days of awe, Jews engage in intense introspection and are particularly careful with their speech, actions, and mitzvah observance. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is a biblical holiday that occurs on the 10th of the Hebrew month of Tishrei. It is a day set aside to afflict the soul, to atone for the sins of the past year. Yom Kippur atones only for sins between man and God, not for sins against another person. To atone for sins against another person, one must first seek reconciliation with that person, righting the wrongs one committed against them. The holiday was instituted in Leviticus 23, verses 26 to 27. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "But on the 10th day of this month, it is the Day of Atonement, there shall be a holy convocation for you, and you shall afflict yourselves. You shall offer a fire offering to Hashem. No work can be performed on this day." On the night before Yom Kippur, there is a service that is commonly known as Kol Nidre, which means all vows, and is named for the prayer that begins the service. In Kol Nidre, we ask God to annul all personal vows we may make in the next year. It refers only to vows between the person making them and God. Much of the day is spent in synagogue, where the regular daily prayers are expanded. Services usually begin around 8 in the morning and continue till about 3 in the afternoon. People then usually go home for an afternoon nap and return around 5 o'clock for the afternoon and evening services, which continue until nightfall. The services end at nightfall with the blowing of a long blast on the shofar. Yom Kippur is a complete 25-hour fast, beginning before sunset on the evening before Yom Kippur and ending after nightfall on the day of Yom Kippur. The Talmud also specifies additional restrictions that include washing and bathing, anointing one's body with cosmetics, deodorants, etc., wearing leather shoes, and engaging in sexual relations. It is customary to wear white on the holiday, which symbolizes purity and calls to mind the promise that our sins shall be made as white as snow. Asking for forgiveness is one of the most difficult things one must do in life. Asking for forgiveness means that one is honest and truly feeling sorry for one's trespasses. On Yom Kippur, Jews ask God's forgiveness for trespasses made against God and God's laws. Searching one's soul is part of the process of asking for forgiveness, and fasting on Yom Kippur helps the process of atonement and soul searching. Yom Kippur is the ending of the high holidays. The Book of Life is written on Rosh Hashanah and determines who will have a good life and who will have a bad life during the next year. However, these decrees are not sealed until the end of Yom Kippur. These decrees can be altered through the acts of charity, prayer, and repentance. Charity is an essential part of Judaism. Repentance not only means repentance to God on Yom Kippur, but also to one's fellow man. Thank you for listening to High Holidays. Shalom.